The BC Assembly of First Nations, BCAFN, has a message to Premier David Eby as he forms his provincial NDP government following their narrow victory over the BC Conservative Party in the October 19 election. Get back to the negotiating table. BCAFN Regional Chief Terry TG of Prince George said he looks forward to continuing to build a constructive relationship with the government and is calling on Eby to resume reconciliation with First Nations and recognize the inherent rights of Indigenous people. This election was marked by a stark division between the parties and between British Columbians, but one thing BC voters have made clear: they support the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act, said TG, in a media release. In many ways, the Declaration Act was a ballot question, and the majority of British Columbians see the Declaration Act as a vital tool to advance reconciliation in the province. TG called on the NDP to make it priority to address the following items in the government's legislative agenda. Negotiations between the province and First Nations must resume as soon possible, with strong cross-ministry mandates which will strengthen implementation of the Declaration of Indigenous Peoples Act, including agreements to increase the decision-making authority of Indigenous governments, also calling for changes to the Mineral Tenure Act, the Land Act and the Environmental Assessment Act. A full public inquiry into the deaths of First Nations people at the hands of police should be launched by the province. Continued and ongoing support for First Nations pursuing financial independence through economic development. Following final tabulation of mail-in, absentee votes on Monday, the NDP secured a majority government by the slimmest of margins and have 47 seats in the legislature, with the Conservatives holding 44 seats and the Greens 2. TG said the close vote highlights the need for the government to work with First Nations and all British Columbians to regain the trust in its ability to govern. The NDP narrowly won a provincial election, despite a significant incumbency advantage and being opposed by a divided and disorganized right, said TG. The fear-mongering of the BC Conservatives, whose candidates have denied climate change and expressed bigoted and racist ideals, underscores the need for this new government to engage with British Columbians to bring communities together. This includes engaging with First Nations and the BC Greens.